The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Here in Philadelphia, the day before the primary among Democrats, Dugan challenging the incumbent Krasner, we have this trial with jury selection underway. And this is a Philadelphia police officer, Mark Dial, 29 years young, the same age, by the way, as the person who tragically was shot in that situation. But he's facing third-degree murder charges in the death of Eddie Irizarry back in the summer of 2023. So we have Sergeant Mark Fuzetti, who's here. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Dawn, how you doing?
I'm good. I just thank you for calling in. So I know that, as is tradition, and in the past, I know the last time this was in court, last summer, and the first-degree murder charges against Officer Dial, they were thrown out, and many officers often, you know, go to court to support the officer. But can you give us a glimpse inside what's going on with jury selection today?
Yeah, so during jury selection, nobody's allowed in there, so no one will know what's happening behind closed doors, which they're still doing. But yeah, his family was there. There was a lot of cops. I think only a few reporters. But again, first day, I believe they're trying to get a jury before the afternoon. But anything can happen. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're kind of at right now.
But oftentimes, like you're saying, I mean, everybody's out there and trying to be supportive of the family, the officer, am I right here? And with law enforcement, just showing support, and last summer it was inside the courtroom. We saw that, you know, people crying, erupting, and just thankful that the first degree charges were dropped. Then Krasner goes back and recharges him with the third degree. For this one, what's the impact on law enforcement just to have a officer like this on trial? It's not, you know, I will tell you, right, in my career, of course, just like every profession, whether it's, well, probably journalists, maybe nowadays people would say in my chosen profession, there's a bigger percentage of bad apples. But, you know, in every profession, like we say, doctors, lawyers, what have you, with law enforcement, of course, there are some bad cops, let's say. But I think that in this case, what I have perceived in this one, and the first degree was dropped, there was a lot of support for this particular officer, what it feels like from my sources, friends, family, and law enforcement, is that this is going after law enforcement for headlines, that it's popular in certain communities.
Absolutely. So make no mistake about it. The first degree murder was to punish Officer Dial at the time, because in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, first degree murder, it's a mandatory in jail. There's no bail. So that was the strategy. And Krasner knew it would take time to get in front of the courts, in front of a judge, till finally, you know, where his own office had to say, all right, we're withdrawing the first degree murder, because everybody, including Krasner, knew it's not first degree murder. It's just nonsense. But what this creates is an environment for cops on the street that want to go out, that want to do their job, that want to come home safe. Now they have to question themselves. If I use deadly force in a situation where I believe it is necessary or even justified, am I going to be prosecuted, my life uprooted, ruined because of who's in office right now? Which is why tomorrow is so important for everybody to vote for Pat Dugan tomorrow, Judge Dugan. But this is the problem cops face today. That's why there are countless officers leaving. They are trying to get out of the city because they don't want to be a cop under this person for that reason. It is dangerous enough to be a cop in Philadelphia. It's 10 times harder to have the top prosecutor, the top law enforcement officer, which is the district attorney, being against you on everything you do or second guessing you. That's the stress a lot of these officers face today. And it's not fair. It's not right. Yeah.
And so in this one, let me ask you something. If you're trying to make a traffic stop, and this one, the police were called in and these were uniformed officers, it was very obvious that the person, and this is tragic, that a mentally ill person, according to his family, ended up being shot. In this case, let me just ask you what the training is as far as if police are called into something, pursuing somebody who ends up going the wrong way up a street and is reaching for something, appears to have some kind of an object. If police just back up and leave that situation and that person goes on then to injure somebody in the public, are police in a position where they would be punished for not protecting?
That's the catch 22. It's, do we just let them go and not do anything? And then what happens? You see these car meetups. You see the city being taken over at night at times of, you know, the weekends where cars just do whatever they want. You see it on the roads. When you say, I'm just not going to do anything, then that just gives it a free pass for everybody that's willing to disobey the law to just do it. And who's that put in jeopardy? The civilians, the everyday person. Had they just let him go and he flew up the one-way street and hit a little girl, guess who's on the news? The cops, for not intervening. You know, what happened here was nothing more than a tragedy. It was the cops doing their job. And everything, for people that don't know law enforcement or have no idea the training or the backgrounds of cops, everything that was done by the book properly. And we'll see the videos tonight, because now that it's in court, you'll see them all over again.
Yes.
When Officer Dial and his partner step out of the car, you know, with their guns drawn, that's their decision. You can't tell an officer when not to pull out his weapon. Mm-hmm. And his partner says, and he says it clear as day, Mark, he has an effing gun.
Mm-hmm.
That is the same as if I saw the gun. That's the same as if Officer Dial, because your partner is in charge of having your back and saving your life as you are of his or hers. And when they reach in, he looks in, he sees what he believes is a weapon, and just the reaction of firing, retreating for safety, and then immediately rendering aid once the situation was safe. It's a sad situation for the young man that died, but they don't know his mental state beforehand. They don't have that luxury of knowing what everyone knows afterwards. It's a split-second decision. It's a tragic one, but the right one.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you as you're there, and I know you're there for moral support, too. So, and I always retweet when you put your son, a re-ex, your son you're so proud of serving in our military, I'd love to see all your updates with your family.
He's home in a couple weeks. June 6th, he's actually on Monday, he will be on American soil.
Nice.
June 6th, he'll be home.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.